Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One A Day, where we talk about some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is August 30th, Revelation chapter 2. Let's get to it. Now, in chapter 1, John was told to write to the seven churches of Asia Minor. It's the modern nation of Turkey on the west part of it. In this chapter, he begins to dictate letters to each of those churches. And because the writing style in this is symbolic poetry, it's sometimes difficult to know what is literal and what is figurative. So I'm going to attempt to summarize what the letter says and use direct language. Ephesus. Send this message to the church in Ephesus. I am Jesus, the one who knows all churches well. I know that you are working hard and doing good. I know that you have tested false teachers and rejected them. You hate power-hungry leaders. I know that you have endured persecution and you have not grown weary. But I also know this. Even though you do the right things, you don't love as you once did. Remember how you first loved me? Come back home. If you don't change, you will lose your witness as a church, and within a few generations, your church will be gone. Let everyone take this to heart. If you are faithful to the end, you will be blessed with eternal life. Smyrna. Send this message to the church in Smyrna. I am Jesus, the eternal one who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions. I know your poverty. I know the slander that false Jews spread about you. They are a synagogue of Satan. You are about to suffer, but don't be afraid. Some of you will suffer in prison soon. The devil is testing you. Be faithful all the way to death, and you will be rewarded with victory. Let everyone take this to heart. If you are faithful to the end, you will not be hurt at all by death. Pergamum. Send this message to the church in Pergamum. I am Jesus, whose words cut like a sword. I know that you live in an evil city that is run by Satan, yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even when a faithful witness of mine was put to death in your city where Satan lives. But I need to correct you in a few things. Some of your members copy the culture around you with idols and immorality, and some are power-hungry controllers. So repent. If you don't, then my words will soon cut you like a sword. Let everyone take this to heart. If you are faithful to the end, you will receive special secret gifts just for you, not known by anyone else. Thyatira. Send this message to the church in Thyatira. I am Jesus who sees all in his pure power. I know your deeds. I know your love and faith. I know your service and perseverance. I know that you're doing more now than you did at first. But I need to tell you what is wrong. You tolerate someone who is teaching false things. My servants are being led to immorality and idolatry. I have put up with it long enough. So I will punish the false teacher and also all of their followers. Some will even die. Then all the churches will learn that I see all and I repay each person according to what they have done. For the rest of you, those who have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not give you more burdens. Just hold on to what you have until I come. If you are faithful to the end, you will receive true freedom and power, just as I received from my Father. You will be filled with hope. Let everyone take to heart this message from the Spirit to the churches. Well, tomorrow there will be three more letters that John has in chapter 3. May we hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, and may we know how to respond within our generation. Amen.